Anakin wanted to go straight to the temple's halls of healing and wait there for Obi-Wan to arrive. He'd given Yoda Obi-Wan's message. What further use could the Council have for Anakin Skywalker? None. But Obi-Wan needed him. Even unconscious, he'd know his former Padawan was with him. Just as he'd known, stupefied after his disastrous duel with Dooku, that Obi-Wan and Padme had him safe between them. But Yoda wouldn't hear of it.
A healer you are not, young Skywalker. Report to the Council you must.
He decreed in that overbearing, irritating, pompous way of his, making pronouncements that everyone was supposed to accept without question just because he'd lived a long time. A full council session was convened, every master in attendance, although three-quarters of their complement appeared as holograms. Ki-Adi Mundi was so far away, almost to the very edge of the civilized galaxy, near Barab 1, investigating some rumor of trouble, that his hologram was little more than a shadow, his voice a whisper.
"Tell the council, Anakin, what Master Kenobi told you,"
said Yoda, eyes half-lidded and deceptively mild. Anakin was able to control his anger just. This was pointless, a waste of his time. "Yes, Master Yoda." He swept the council with an impatient look. "Obi-Wan told me that Grievous plans to attack Bothawi."
"Grievous?"
said Adi Gallia, as beautiful in a hologram as she was in the flesh.
"You're certain?"
"What, you think I'm making this up?" he demanded. "Yes, Grievous, that's what he said." Again, he swept the council with a look, harsher this time. "And I don't care how crazy it sounds, you have to believe him. He was in agony, and all he cared about was making sure Master Yoda got the message. The message came from Dex, that means it's the truth. Grievous is planning to invade Bothawi."
"It means," said Eeth Koth, his hologram wavering, "that Obi-Wan thinks it is the truth, young Skywalker. Your former master could be mistaken. Or misled."
Anakin could never look at the Zabrak Master without a shiver of distaste, without seeing superimposed over him the menacing red and black Sith who'd murdered Qui-Gon. Even though he'd only glimpsed that dreadful face once in the hangar on Naboo, he'd never forgotten it. "Mistaken?" he echoed, not caring anymore if his anger showed. "I don't think so. As for Dex, he'd never lie to Obi-Wan." A glum silence told him he'd scored a point. At last. "Thank you, Anakin," said Master Windu heavily. "The council will deliberate in private now. You're excused." Anakin looked at Yoda. "I have your permission to..."
"Yes,"
said Yoda.
"Return to the temple, Obi-Wan should now be. Tell Master Vokara Che that to see her I will come when I am able."
Anakin nodded. "Yes, Master Yoda," added grudgingly. "Thank you." As he reached the council chamber door, Mace Windu's voice made him pause. "The Force is with him, Anakin. You are wrong to be afraid." "Yeah, yeah, wrong to be afraid, wrong to be worried, wrong to care two bantha pats what happened to Obi-Wan." "Everything I do is wrong," he thought. "But you still expect me to save you, don't you?" "Yes, Master Windu," he said over his shoulder, and kept on walking.
"Sky Guy! Sky Guy, hold up! Wait for me!"
He spun on his heel to see Ahsoka racing across the meditation level concourse toward him.
"Don't call me that,"
he snapped when she was only a handful of paces distant. "I'm Master Skywalker to you, or just plain Master.